A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 1st, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Tonight, we are discussing efforts by different political parties to encourage women to turn out to vote in this year's general elections to be held on August the 23rd. But before we delve into our main topic of today, Zimbabwe's government has instituted several measures it says will increase demand for the local currency and raise its value, as well as arrest demand for the U.S. dollar. But as Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, economists say the new measures will not work as Zimbabweans have lost faith in the local dollar, which continues sliding against the greenback.
Among other measures announced by Muthuli Ncube, Zimbabwe's Minister of Finance, all government agencies will now substantially collect fees in the local currency called bond or dollar. He added that all duties except on a few luxury items will also be paid in local currency. Persistence Gwanyanya is an economist who sits on the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's Monetary Committee.
The measures that have been announced by the Minister of Finance are expected to firstly reduce the accelerated depreciation of the currency, and secondly, reduce the accelerated dollarization of the economy.
Since the announcement was made, the local currency jumped from about 1,900 to nearly 2,600 against the US dollar on the formal market. On the black market, is about 100% more, pushing costs of goods and services up. Ordinary Zimbabweans and businesses continue to shun the local currency, as in the case of Tawanda Gondo, a fruit vendor in Harare.
I still prefer sales made with the U.S. dollar so that I can restock and keep the balance. If I keep bond notes, when I think of buying U.S. dollars or I want to restock later, the rate would have changed. So I think the U.S. dollar is better.
Dollarization of the economy is what the government is against, as it says there are not enough U.S. dollars in the country to sustain the economy. But Gift Mugano, an economics professor at Durban University, says Zimbabwe's finance minister has no other way to turn around the economy.
For now, you must dollarize, full stop, because the Zim dollar has lost the value, so you can't force a dead currency on people. Even government is refusing the Zim dollar. Go to the passport. You can't get a passport in Zim dollar. So who am I to take the Zim dollar? He is saying that he's going to be encouraging the use of Zim dollar for payment of levies and duties, but he's not talking about the income taxes.
Mugano said after dollarizing, Zimbabwe needs to work on increasing production. Then when it reintroduces its own currency, it will have value and businesses and people like Gondo will not shun it. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
And in Harare today, the House of Assembly has passed the Criminal Law Codification Amendment Bill, dubbed the Patriot Bill, which has been forwarded to the Senate. Some provisions of the bill criminalize criticism of the government. Studio 7 correspondent Godwin Mangunjiga spoke with the Clerk of Parliament after the bill was tabled and finalized by the House of Assembly. Let's hear what he had to say.
Mangwanani, bakatarisa amendments akaendeswa ikoko, bakaona kuti amendments esaripo akanaka, sezvo maingoona amendments akaitwa achibvumiranwa muhouse yeNational Assembly. Saka vati amendments acho akanaka, saka zvazowanaunzwa muNational Assembly nhasi, ndosaka razopedziswa kuitwa mastages anga asara, pari zvinorava kuenda muSenate.
And back to our topic of the day. President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced yesterday that Zimbabwe will hold council, parliamentary and presidential elections on August the 23rd this year. A presidential runoff in the case there is no outright winner will be held on October the 2nd, 2023. Nomination courts in relation to the election to the office of the president shall sit on the 21st day of June 2023 in the High Court in Harare. The president also announced that in relation to the election of 210 members of the National Assembly, nomination courts shall also sit in all provinces on the same day. Meanwhile, most political parties have kicked off their nationwide campaign, with most of them urging their members, including women, to participate in the elections. Indications are that inspections of the voters' roll ends today, and anyone who registers on the National Voters Register after June 2nd won't be eligible to vote in the forthcoming harmonized elections. There is a general outcry over the manner in which the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission conducted its public outreach voters inspection exercise, with many people complaining that their names are not on the voters register. One of them is Bulawayo Central Member of Parliament Nicola Watson. She speaks to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda on the issue.
When I went yesterday to check my name on the voters roll at my polling station, which has been my polling station ever since I moved to my house in 1987 at Christ the King, I discovered my name was not on the roll, despite the fact that four persons who live with me, one of whom is a relative, are actually still on the voters roll. So I then checked on *265#, and it told me it could not find my details. So this morning I came to the ZEC offices. I first of all spoke to Mrs. Coupe, which was a dead end. I then went and checked on the master roll, the BVR roll. My name is there correctly, with all my details correctly filled out. I'm yet to establish what step to take next. I still have my original blue registration slip, which is a certification of registration as a voter from when we registered for BVR.
So, Honourable, why do you think all of a sudden the names are missing? Because quite a number of people, as you see outside, hundreds of people.
I would hesitate to say it's dishonesty just yet. Perhaps gross incompetence. It's also, it's my opinion, that you have two complex systems. So you're running the BVR system where people are actually registering. You're then somehow transcribing those names onto a different kind of a roll. You also have mountains, if you look in these offices, of physical paperwork.
That there was Bulawayo Central Member of Parliament Nicola Watson speaking to Studio 7's Ezra Sibanda. Let us now take a brief break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Advocate Fazai Mahere, the interim spokesperson of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Irene Munyeziwa, the president of FORAS, who is here with us on Skype. And we also have Alderman Resta Jinyangoma of ZANU-PF. I'll start off with our Skype guest. Welcome to the program, Irene Munyeziwa.
Thank you very much for having me.
The date of the election has just been announced, and you are a presidential candidate yourself. What is the way forward now?
Yes, the date has been set, and as the we approach this date, we're expecting it to be a harmonized election. What we have in terms of looking at what FORAS Party is doing at the moment, we are ready, and we are going to field candidates in all wards and constituencies on this upcoming election. Since November 2021, when we launched our party, we did tell people about our manifesto as well. Our structures have been very busy in the country's 10 provinces, you know, selling the party's ideology, manifesto, and implementing community projects for the electorate.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line, and I'll switch over to you, Advocate Fazai Mahere of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Please give us your thoughts on the forthcoming election and the role women should play in the polls.
Thank you very much. So at the start of this year, President Nelson Chamisa, our Change Champion in Chief, made it abundantly clear that our agenda for 2023 is to secure a citizens' victory for change. And from the inception of our citizens' movement, we've been laying the groundwork for that victory, including ensuring that there's gender parity and space for women to participate safely, freely, especially competent candidates in all layers and at all levels of the party and as candidates as well. We've executed a mass grassroots mobilization campaign, Mugwago, which has been seen and felt throughout the country, and it's enabled the CCC to penetrate each of the 36,000 villages in all rural areas. We've penetrated towns, cities, all provinces, and the diaspora. We've also made it a priority to procure citizen representatives in line with our agenda so that every community in Zimbabwe is represented by a competent, ethical MP and councillor. We've been deliberate about ensuring that there's inclusion of women and ensuring that we find distinguished women, competent women to participate and be nominated as candidates. We pushed very hard for reforms, including mounting political pressure for the release of the electronic voters' roll, the independence and professionalism of ZIP, the security of the vote of the voter, media freedom, as well as political freedom. And we continue to press for those reforms which are mandated by the Constitution. We know that where there's a will, there's a way. We also conducted the biggest voter registration campaign, which saw over 2 million new voters added to the voters' roll. The majority of those were also women. And now that we're here, we obviously demand that ZEP and all state institutions demonstrate readiness by implementing electoral reform, especially the release of the voters' roll, and ensuring that the electoral environment complies with the constitutional standard of a free, fair, and credible election, especially when it comes to the safety of women. We've had several incidents of violence by ZANU-PF, and this adversely affects women. We've had women beaten up and tortured. We also what happened to Honorable Jasmine Tofa. She's but one example, but we've had several women who've been you know, victims of and providers of such violence. And what we know as the CCC is that ZANU-PF can never win a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. This is why we are panicking. And for our part, we're ready to win Zimbabwe for change.
Thank you so much. And I will give now a chance to Alderman Jinyangoma Vebatore ZANU-PF Mamurkunzwa, apo Advocate Mahere vachitaurawo maonero avo esarudzo dziri kuuya dzegore rino. Imi seZANU-PF uyezve kumadzimai uku makagadzirira here?
Okay, thank you so much. Firstly, let me congratulate all the great women who managed to run for the primary elections voting winners and those who didn't make it. Yeah, of course, it wasn't easy. It was a very tough race due to a number of factors, which include patriarchy. And also, the political environment was not even conducive for us women. The idea for the general elections or the harmonized elections, let me encourage or let me urge all the females or the female candidates to remain focused and stand their ground and be confident enough. Starting today, let us gather all the required documents in preparation for the 21st of June nomination court so that we won't be turned out by the deck. It will be section 115 of the Constitution of the Electoral Act. And also, we have to know the requirements, such as we have to know our five nominators from our political parties. And also, if you are coming from the political party, the nomination form should be signed by the party official before submission to vote. And always get extra documents in case you might miss one or two documents. So you quickly replace those documents. And also, let's keep on engaging with our electorate. Divisional. Let's keep talking about what we are doing, what we are promising them to do, what our political parties are doing, so that they gain confidence with us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for those who didn't make it, besides the limit, let's support each other. One day, we will make it.
Thank you.
For those women in security sector or for the journalists, please, let's work hand in hand with the female councillors or female candidates for the upcoming general election. And I'm very happy to say that the president, His Excellency, the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, is already set the tone. I'm requesting to raise two people elections over what he has, Mr. Inubaka Mivemirayo, Ichitonga Mivemirayo, including us women. Women can do it. All what we need is support.
Thank you.
Women, we call for peace and security in this country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, there, Alderman. I understand we also have Honorable Paulina Mpariwa of MDCT, because we wanted to try and have as many political parties as we could today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mavilas. Thank you very much.
You're one of the longest serving MPs in Parliament as a woman. What's your take on the participation of women as we go into this year's election?
Thank you, Mavelas. It's really, nothing has changed. You said that I think at the moment life is so difficult for an ordinary woman in Zimbabwe to participate in the political arena. You know, the laws that are being passed and the information that is being disseminated. Women still bear the brand of actually fending for the children, where prices of basic commodities have actually skyrocketed more than triple the price in the last 3 months. So already you see a busy woman in the political field and also trying to run a home. We are more than 53% women in Zimbabwe according to our population, and it has not been easy, but we are, as a woman and as a veteran politician, I have stood my ground in encouraging men to participate in this particular election. And we make no apologies as women, because we are equal partners in development. In fact, if you trust a woman with a few or omega resources, you will find results. So both at and local government level, we have actually encouraged the 50-50. But we take solace in the local government that the 30% that has been actually reserved for women, you do wonders. But as for the 210 constituencies in parliament, we have actually said we will ensure that the 50 out of the 210 constituencies will also have 105 allocated for women. By Friday next week, we should be done with the process of actually having the full complement of women who will send in the different constituencies, 105 of them, and also women participating in the local authorities. You will see that the prohibitive nomination fees, 1,000 for the parliamentary candidates who stand for the 228 constituencies. That is very prohibitive. I call it that way because even to raise $2, it has become difficult. Women exist. Yeah. So I think it's intimidatory. The environment and the playing field is not leveled. The tables are tilted, you know, towards the men who has the pocket and who actually can also do further other things than actually maintain the home. The last point I would want to mention is that, yes, the process of filling forms becomes also very intimidatory for women. What have we done with the party? We have developed a desk where we are assisting the women candidates to get their photographs. We have assistance in terms of filling of the forms for candidates and also to be assisted wherever possible when they need. But basically, we have also moved on to Chief Defense. We also assist the women candidates with the nomination fee.
Thank you so much there. Because we have so many candidates here with us today, I'm going to have to cut you short and come back on Skype to Ms. Munyeziwa. I have a very important question that I would like to ask you. A lot of people are saying, why do we have so many other little political parties or yourself running as a sole presidential candidate? Why are you not partnering with other bigger opposition parties?
I will keep repeating the same answer that I've given, I think, from the first day that we launched the political party, that we are looking at merging with other political parties. I mentioned, I think, earlier on as well, that in the previous interview that I had, that we are waiting for parliament to be dissolved, which is what has just happened now, or is in the process of happening. So that gives us a chance to see those that are not happy with the way their political party has been run. They are not happy with the situation that they can see economically with the country. And they've got very much confidence with For Us Party. Because our main agenda, like I said, is the economic emancipation, where we want to see a change in where I think a normal citizen, an ordinary person, would actually own, you know, the means of production, you know, whether by way of finding education, whether by way of finding employment, whether by way of, you know, accessing markets for their produce and so forth. We are looking at actually be inclusive, you know, from middle-class economy to a lower-class economy to a higher-class economy. We are looking at all these different facets of our communities to see how we can facilitate them with an economy and a policy that actually speaks to an ordinary person, that actually includes an ordinary person. So if any party out there shares the same sentiment and shares the same goal, we're quite happy to be discussing with such particular parties so that we can all come and have a unanimous agreement on the way forward for this election.
Thank you very much. And I will toss over now to Advocate Fazai Mahere. There are a lot of female candidates that are running as sole candidates, and there are also some parties that are led by women. Is your party open to taking up some of these parties and go into the election as one big party?
The president, now Kunshanipa, champion in chief, said from the onset that the Citizens Coalition for Change is a big tent which welcomes everyone. The only qualification that you need is that you're a citizen. So any citizen who has the support of the people is more than welcome in our movement. We are just about to complete our candidate selection process, and the driving philosophy, the guiding principle of it, was that citizens would choose their own representatives. And so to the extent that any person had the support of the people, that person was more than welcome, which is why we have not pushed party cards, we have not pushed identity politics. We have just said everyone who's interested in progress for Zimbabwe, interested in delivering a Zimbabwe that has dignity, prosperity, and freedom for everyone. Everyone who's interested in ethical leadership is welcome in our big tent. So we welcome absolutely everybody. And President Chamisa has said that, look, we are not a movement just for the CCC. We are a movement for all Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. All Zimbabweans. We are a movement for everyone. So absolutely everybody is welcome.
Thank you so much. I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller Makadi Enyu. Aiwa, report. Turikutaura nani muri kupi?
Ndiriku Joburg, ndinotaura na Edna.
Taurai henyu muri kunzwa. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka. Pane vanyarikane madzimai vane mabasa epamusoro munyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Taurai tinzwe.
Ya, inini handiti nezvo takaudzwa dheti remaelection vanyarikani vese varipo, ndisingade nekuti batweri batweri. Saka inini semudzimai ndakamirira madzimai ese, tinokumbirawo musi wemaelection kana kuti izvezvi tinotanga kukambena tisashungurudzwa, because tichatotanga kutanga zvondo rinouya vanhu vanenge votanga kukambena. Vanhu vanofanirwa kukambena zvakanaka. Tinokumbira kusashungurudzwa kuti vanotengesa vonzi inini gai apa apa nenge tazomorera mutsamuri inoti hamusapoti batweri inini gai apa istendenzei ndo zvatiri kukumbira nekuti patiri kuinda mumaelection zvichaitika izvozvo tambozviona.
Aiwa, pakanaka, regai tibva tavhunza vari pano pari zvino. Pane vaviri vandanisa ndataura navo. Ndoenda kuna alderman vari kwamurewa. Manzwa zviri kutaurwa nakola, hanzi nyaya yekushungurudzwa kwevanhu ndo yatisiri kuda kuona pachatanga sarudzo. Munoti chii?
Mazita henyu, ndoda kutenda kumutaura abva kutaura ari Joburg uyu. Icho ichokwadi chatinowanzosangana nacho kunyanya isu madzimai. Munoona varume ava vanoona kutoti madzimai tine chipo uye tine zvikwanisa, ende vakazviona kuti madzimai nyika muno mhurisi akawanda about 52% yepopulation yenyika. Saka strategy yavanoshandisa ndeyekuti zviringidza vachitishungurudza. Even vanenge vachitikambenera vaivai kana vanovhota, unozongoona vanovhota nzvimbo yekuti vaburise mazwi avo nepfungwa dzavo dzekusapota isina dzimai, vanozongonyarara vakungomirira kuzoburisa shungu dzavo nekuisa it kana kuti nekuisa chibunu. Saka ichokwadi chocho tikukumbirawo kuti vari musecurity sector, panguva iyoyi kana pane kushungurudzika kunenge kwaitwa kwemunhukadzi, mamezas ngaatorwe accordingly.
Aiwa, thank you so much. I will now give Ms. Munyeziwa your last parting words, 10 seconds before I go to Advocate Mahere. Ms. Munyeziwa on Skype?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, your last 10 seconds, your last word.
Yes, yeah. I wanted to talk about female candidature in Zimbabwe. I didn't say much on that. It's something that we need to see happening in Zimbabwe, it being a patriarchal society. Though I think those from the main political party from ZANU-PF have mentioned that they will be seeing more women representation.
Thank you. Unfortunately, time is on our side. I will have to say thank you to our guests and, of course, you, our listeners and followers. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, just thanking you for having been here with us tonight. Let's meet again tomorrow on Live Talk. Have a very good night.